Now we come to chapter 9, and chapter 9 is one of those remarkable chapters in the Scripture. It's Daniel's vision of the 70 weeks concerning the nation Israel in answer to his prayer. And we have here, first of all, the prayer of Daniel. Now, this chapter, I think, has been recognized by more expositors of the Word as one of the great chapters of the Bible. Dr. Philip Newell, for instance, evaluates this chapter as the greatest chapter in the book and one of the greatest chapters in the entire Bible. Well, that gives it, you see, a place of real prominence. And the double theme here is prayer and prophecy. You have first the prayer of Daniel, verse 21 verses. Then you have the prophecy of the 70 weeks concerning Daniel's people, which of course is Israel. That's verses 22 to 27. Now the prayer of Daniel in this chapter is actually a culmination of a life of prayer. We began with Daniel. He had a prayer meeting, and he's had a prayer meeting all the way through. Now, this prayer here contains in it some of the ingredients that are basic to all prayer. In fact, here you have a prescription of prayer, and I'm just going to give that to you today, and then we'll be ready for the chapter. That was, first of all, purposeful planning. Prayer wasn't haphazard with Daniel. He says, I set my face unto the Lord to seek by prayer and supplication. It's not just the repetition of idle words or the making of pretty periphrastic phrases, something that contains a great deal of flowery grammar. That's not real prayer. The Lord Jesus said, when ye pray, use not vain repetition. And then this prayer reveals painful performance. He went through a period of fasting and sackcloth and ashes. You don't see many prayer meetings like this today. And then there's perfect plainness. Daniel was candid and straightforward in his confession. He got right down to business. When this preacher in the Scotch prayer meeting, why, he got up and started one of these long-winded prayers, and the dear little Scottish lady pulled his coattail, and she says, Parson, call him Father and ask him for something. We need more plainness in prayer. And then we have the fourth thing is powerful petition. This man got an answer to his prayer. And then the fifth, it's personal and private. Daniel did not call a public prayer meeting. Now, there are a great many people who want to call a public prayer meeting who ought to spend more time in private prayer. And then, let me say the last thing is plenary penetration. And I mean by that full penetration. It's the only force that has penetrated successfully outer space. Sir Isaac Newton said he could take a telescope and see the nearest star, but he could put down his telescope and get on his knees, and he could go into the heaven of heavens. This is a marvelous prayer.